just want to return to Parshas Hazinu because I wasn't here last week and there's no Parsha this week, technically. We'll just go back in time a little bit. The Pasuk says at the end of the Shira, Vayomer Aleihem Simu Levavchem, and Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, pay attention, L'chol Advarim Asher Anochi Nidbechem Ayom, to all the things I'm telling you today, Asher Tzavum Espenechem, that you should command your children, L'shmor La'asos, to keep it carefully, Eskol Dibri HaTorah Zos, all the words of the Torah, Kilo Davar Reku, it is not something that is empty, Nikem, Kihu Chayechem, it is your life. And he goes on to talk about the importance of this thing that is not empty. The Netziv wrote a haskama, wrote an approbation to a sefer called Sefer Toldos Chanuch, which is about halacha and yani parsha as well, to an Adam Gadol in his generation. This is brought down, not because I ever saw the Sefer Toldos Chanuch, but it is brought down in Ishim Veshitos by Rav Zevin, in his piece on the Netziv, which he talks about the way the Netziv learns Chumash. So the Netziv made this comment in his haskama that he wrote to the sefer. And he says, what does it mean, ki lo davar reik mikem? What is not empty? What is so important that it should not be viewed as being empty before the Jewish people? So the Netziv says, is it referring to doing mitzvos? Is it referring to something like that? So he says, it can't be to referring mitzvos, because it's clear from the Yerushalmi and Peah that ki lo davar reik mikem is referring to something else. The Yerushalmi and Peah in the first parak says, v'hu reik mikem. So what is it empty? Lama, why is it empty to you? Sheina tem yagiyambo, because you don't toil over it. The Torah will be empty to you if you don't toil over it. It's talking about limud haTorah. And again, a few pages later, in the same Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says that the thing that is empty here is referring to the Torah itself. Ravmana shma kulan minhein de karaya, ki lo davar reiku mikem, for it's not empty thing to you, zed Talmud Torah. This is referring to Talmud Torah. So the Netziv explains that if we're referring to Talmud Torah, the Torah is not something that is empty, something that is just passing, something that does not require our deep, intense concentration. A person can't read the Torah, says the Netziv, like you read a letter that you get in the mail. A person can't read Torah like you're reading an article in the magazine, because it's something that is not something that you peruse, that you glance at, that you look at very quickly. Torah demands our concentration, our effort, our undivided attention. And it cannot be read, it cannot be learnt in the same way, with the same concentration, with the same care that you give to something else. It needs more seriousness. And that's why, as the Netziv explains, it called coats for coats. When we learn Torah, we look at every single crown on top of every single letter to darshan, to bring things out. Because we read the Torah carefully, with our attention, with our time and our effort. We don't simply peruse, as we said, glancing through it, looking at every few lines, reading it quickly, like we might read a novel or something like that. Rav Simcha Wasserman has a number of recorded lectures that were transcribed about different areas of Limud HaTorah and general issues of Hashkafas HaChaim. So in one of the recorded lectures, he said as follows, the slower you start, the faster you are going. In everything you learn, the foundation should be clear, and then it goes fast. If you start rushing at the beginning, you're never getting out of the rush and the confusion. And don't be discouraged. Just one paragraph. Every sugya, every discussion, is like a tight knot in a ball of string. When you disentangle the ball of string, you have to go slow, right? If you have a tangled earbuds for your iPhone or whatever it may be, if you start getting frustrated and you're pulling apart, you'll be there all day. It just gets worse. Slow, methodically. What's the rush? He says the same thing when you come to a sugya, a halacha, a maimer, whatever it is, you go through it slowly, because if you start going quickly, you're just going to get more and more tangled up in this piece. You have to pick out each piece, slowly unravel it, and by the time you've decoded the sugya, it's one beautiful, straight piece of string. There's a beautiful piece in the Shevet HaSofer in Parshas Kedoshim, where he notes that a person has to move carefully and slowly in their progress in learning in Avodas Hashem. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the famous brice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, tells us that Sahiris leads to Zrizis, leads to all these different things. You move in stages. That's the Maseilas Yesharim brings out. It goes in stages. You don't jump to Kedusha and Tchiyas HaMeisim, flipping to the back of the Maseilas Yesharim like you want to know what happens at the end of the story. You work slowly getting it over time, and you build it. You don't rush. And that goes with every aspect of the Limud HaTorah, slowly, not rushing, or else you'll get confused and won't grasp all the beautiful details in front of you on the page. And he says, that's why the Jewish people had to wait 7 weeks to get the Torah after leaving Mitzrayim. They didn't just go out of Mitzrayim and go straight to Har Sinai. takes time to develop, to learn a little bit, a few mitzvahs by Mara, a few lessons from Moshe Rabbeinu, a few laws, and then you build up over time, eventually, being able to be mekabel the Torah totally later on, and not missing anything, right? You can't waltz into the Beis Medrash, open a Gemara, and fly through your learning. If you do that, at best, you might miss most of the points on the page. Every daf Gemara, Shechel likes to point out, there's 200 yediyos. Every daf Gemara contains 200 different ideas on the page that you could extrapolate, bring out to other areas. If you go quickly, you'll miss, 199 of them. Each thing has to be done carefully. And the worst case scenario, if you go quickly through a sugya, you learn up a page quickly, you don't give it a proper attention, you won't get the idea at all, or chas v'shalom, you'll come out keneged l'halacha, you'll miss the whole point, and come away with something that is against the Torah and against the Shulchan Aruch. The Vina Le'itan, the famous sefer of Drush, writes in the Chelek Beis, and he uses this explanation, this understanding of Limud HaTorah, to explain Shammai's actions when the convert came to him asking to learn Torah while standing on one foot. Ma'isa b'nachri yachad, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Shabba lifnei Shammai. It happened with a non-Jew who came before Shammai. Amar lei gayarni, convert me, al menashe talmadeini kol haTorah kula, kashani omid al regal achas. Teach me Torah while I'm standing only on one foot. What did Shammai do? Dachvu be'emas habinyan shiviyado. He pushed him away with the measuring stick, the builder's measuring stick that he happened to have in his hand. So, ask the bina le'itim, what's this focus on the emas habinyan, this stick used for building? Why do you have to tell us about that? Because he says when you build something, you go slowly. You don't throw up the building in a month and hope for the best. It's not going to last anything. It has to be slowly building a foundation, piece by piece, floor by floor, window by window, until you have a solid structure. And that's how you have a strong building. So Shammai turned to the guy and said, do you see the emas habinyan? Do you see how you build with the measuring stick, and you build carefully and slowly, methodically, going through a sugya, learning about the tamei mitzvos, and getting into the basic ideas of the mitzvos, and then getting into the details? That's how you learn Torah. You don't learn Torah while sitting on one foot. It's not a proper way to get anything out of Limud HaTorah. And this is what Shammai wanted to tell him by using this tool, that Torah learning requires serious effort, serious time, and giving all of our mental capacity for our own growth when it comes to Limud HaTorah. A person will not grow in learning if he gets frustrated and when he doesn't understand the sugya the first time around. A person opens up a daf gemara, I don't get it, closes it, and walks out. Slowly, a couple of lines over here, a couple of pages over here as well. And a person may come to be mezalzel in the Torah if he doesn't learn slowly. That brings out all of the fine details of the Ratzon Hashem, where many of us may be familiar with the famous story of Rabbi Freifeld, of the young man who came to the yeshiva. The yeshiva was learning Bava Basra, and he saw what Bava Basra looked like in all of its glory, and he was quite intimidated by the multiplicity of pages in this very big Gemara. And he turned to his roommate and said, this is not for me. I'm checking out of here. I can't do this. So the roommate told Rabbi Freifeld. Rabbi Freifeld called in the young man to the yeshiva's office, and he said, what's the problem? And the young man said, did you see this book? It's huge. It's hundreds of pages in here. I can't learn this. So Rabbi Freifeld opened the Bava Basra. He tore out the first page, and he took the cover, and he said, I want you to take this and bring it to the binder. Take the single page of Daf Beis of Bava Basra and bring it to the yeshiva's binder and bind it together. So the guy does that, bring it to the yeshiva's binder, he comes back with it. And Rabbi Freifeld said, do you see this? This is your Gemara. This is it. All you're responsible for is Daf Beis. Everything else, we'll get to that later. But your responsibility is to go slowly, methodically, there's no rush, there's nothing to get to at the end of the day, just the page in front of you. That's how a person becomes successful in their own Limud HaTorah, and giving it the time and effort that Torah deserves. Ki lo reik. It's not empty. It's not like anything else that we read or learn. It's something that is special, something that is different, something that is the Ratzon Hashem and His gift to us. And Torah is a serious business, and therefore it should be learnt and poured over carefully. Simu levavchem, says Moshe. Give it your attention, and that's going to bring out all the geshmak points inside Moshe and Hashem's Torah.